My Stay at Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia by Shunya. I arrived in Nova Scotia on 3rd June 2017. His invitation to Nova Scotia is a blessing itself. It really is. I get up at 4 a.m. Early morning chillness shakes the body. Dress up with warm clothes. Walk to the mandiram to attend ashram morning programs. Sky full of diamonds of stars and Milky Way, displaying wondrous beauty in pure darkness. 6 a.m. Sun is rising. Darkness is disappearing slowly, slowly revealing incredible panoramic view outside. Miles of fields, tall grasses are waving with the wind like waves on the ocean. Then the eye catches the tender curving hills, not a mountain, but hills extending miles in one line. When I turn my face left, then to the right, and then to left, there is another line of hills. The ashram is located in the Annapolis Valley. There is absolutely nobody within sight. Only birds are singing on the trees and the expansion of an enormous green field. Stillness, serenity, vastness. I take a deep breath. The mind sinks into the unknown place. I fall into stillness. Come back with happiness and joy, realizing that nothing is needed to be happy. I get up at 4 a.m. every morning. This has never happened in my life, not even in my life at Sri Ramanashrama. Bhagavan never misses the opportunity to transform the quality of the sadhakas. After listening to morning Veda chanting, we all go to another room and leisurely sip a cup of hot coffee while listening to what Bhagavan says. This time we listen to letters from Sri Ramanashramam. It is the most precious time we could have in the day. Many devotees come to the ashram here for a 3 to 7 days retreat from America, Halifax, and other places. Everyone is very sincere seeker of the truth. On weekends, the house is filled with devotees. All necessary activities are happening spontaneously. Cooking happening, dishwashing happening, cleaning happening, chatting happening, satsang happening, everything happening spontaneously. He is in charge. So beautiful. People are so wonderful that they have such a sense of humor of the worldly matters. So whatever we are talking about, we finish with wholehearted laughter. It happens every day. Laughter stops the mind automatically. In that moment, individuals cannot exist. We are just happy beings. Oneness of being is what we are experiencing here. Then inner voice comes. Who is experiencing all of this? Who is the experiencer? I chuckled to myself. My heart is so open that even with a stranger I never met before, whoever it is an instant of time. We are merged in love. One day, Dennis and I are driving to the bigger town for shopping. Seeing the beautiful cloud formation on the canvas of the blue sky made me so joyful. I remembered one Zen story. A monk living alone in the top of a hill was always laughing without any reason. There was no one to talk to, nothing to talk about. Villagers below thought he was mad. For the monk, just seeing a cloud or moon or anything caused him to laugh. One day, a traveler passing through this village heard of the monk on the hill, decided to see this mad monk. All the villagers tried to stop him, but he ignored them. When he reached the top of the hill, he saw a monk laughing uncontrollably. He came close to the monk to find out what was the cause of laughter. The monk saw him, his finger pointing to the cloud with laughter. "See, see." When he saw the monk pointing at the cloud, then he started laughing. They were just sitting together and laughing together uncontrollably. The villagers were curious to find out what happened to the traveler. When they came to the top of the hill and saw them both laughing, they simply could not resist and joined in the laughter. Laughter is contagious. Eventually, the whole village was filled with laughter. So, I was remembering this story with the same mood, the same happiness, the same joy, saying, "Dennis, look, look, cloud, cloud." He looks at me and says, "You don't have those clouds in Tiruvannamalai." His response made me even more hilarious. Dennis Hattel takes care of the ashram and devotees. Whoever comes to the ashram experiences his warm, deep concern and hospitality. He takes us to the seashore to watch the sunset and to lakes for swimming, canoeing or kayaking. If our eyes are opened to the beauty of Nova Scotia's unspoiled nature, it is because of him. On Saturday mornings, he would take us to the farmers and traders market for fun shopping. We walk in through the forest and feed fishes in the stream. We sometimes visit pearls in paradise to have ice cream, etc. It feels like these simple activities transform the stagnated mind into a vivid joy of living. I totally enjoyed these little outings. One early morning at 6 a.m., I go for a long walk. The road separates the vast fields into two. Wild flowers are blossoming along the roadside. There is no person, no cars to encounter for a while. I am alone walking. I hear birds are singing. The sun is rising slowly. Darkness and mist disappearing. In coolness of air, I cover myself with a shawl. In freshness of air, I take a deep breath. I am alone, walking and singing, greeting cows and horses and birds. The whole world belongs to me. On the return way, I see the road sign, Messenger Road. I turn my face towards the arrow. There is an unpaved road straight down to Annapolis River and Paradise. One day, the river will merge into Arunachala, definitely. Till then, I will flow, not swim, in the river of destiny that has brought me to Arunachala. All of these years, he is continuously taking away the devotees' invisible burdens, bondages, and garbage without them knowing and doing. I definitely recognized this lightness of being after 17 years of stay at the holy feet of Arunachala. It is not a mystery. It is the manifestation of the power of Arunachala. While these thoughts are coming and going, I am standing here with contentment. It is time for breakfast. I force my steps towards the ashram. 12th August 2017, I left Nova Scotia with gratitude.